The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Always good to talk with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. I'm doing okay.
So yesterday, your Democrat colleagues proposed their Justice and Policing Act of 2020. Break that down for us. What are we looking at here?
Well, instead of breaking down the content of it, I want to talk about the process. It's really frustrating. I've been reaching out to many Democrat colleagues that I'm friends with, and they have literally been told that they are not allowed to take the lead on any legislation. So the Democrats want to make this a partisan vote. They have a lot of good things in their bill, and they have chosen to not consult with a single Republican when they are working on it. So as always, they go too far. It's just like the HEROES Act that they called, $3.3 trillion. It had some great stuff in it too, but then you have to look at everything holistically, and, you know, overwhelmingly, it's just not something that is going to get signed into law. So, there are a number of things in it. It talks about essentially increased training for law enforcement for de-escalation. That's fantastic. I'm in. Then there's universal body cams. That is great. It's always been about money. South Carolina passed a law requiring universal body cams, but they made it contingent on if the state funded it, and they've never been able to put the money together to actually fund universal body cams in South Carolina. So that's something that we can easily do, and that helps law enforcement as much as it helps potential victims and any potential injustices that law enforcement's occurring, because you'll always know exactly what happened. There's no question.
Yeah. So Congressman, when it says that they're going to mandate the body cams, the dashboard cameras, does that mean that they're going to expect you guys to fund that as well?
Well, it's always been about funding. So again, this bill just came out yesterday. I'm assuming that it comes with a price tag on it where the federal government's going to pay for it. But the next thing that people don't understand is there's not only universal body cams. It's not just like, all right, here's your body camera. It costs $800 or $1,200. It is storage. And the storage is what gets really, really challenging, because any time that you are involved in an incident, you have to store that video for, we don't really have rules on that, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, 5 years, indefinitely. So, and then by the way, that costs money. Data storage is expensive. So there's just not only the one-time, here's your body cam cost, it is the cost of storing the data and making the video available to defense counsel and maintaining it for trial and maintaining it for appeal. So there's all of these variables that go into this, and I would have loved to work with some of my Democrat colleagues. I have reached out to them for the last week. Many of them are in favor of a lot of the bills that I'm working on, and they are unable to co-lead on these bills because the Congressional Black Caucus has said, you're not allowed to get involved in this. This is our lane. Yeah. And, that's just not the way that this works. We need to work together on this. One other thing that we're working on is Senator Scott. He has the Walter Scott Notification Act, which says that any law enforcement involved shooting, and it's possible we could go even further to say any law enforcement involved death has to be reported to the FBI. So we actually have statistics on this, because right now, if someone is to die, we'll just use Walter Scott. Walter Scott was not in police custody when he was shot. That death would not have to be reported to the FBI.
Yeah.
So if you're in if you are in handcuffs and you die, that has to be reported currently. But if you're not in handcuffs, so if law enforcement is doing a raid, if the SWAT team is going in to arrest someone and someone dies during that process, they do not have to report that. So we just don't have good data on this, and we need to have data-driven policy. This is not super complicated stuff, but if the Democrats want to do partisan politics at a time of national crisis, it's just not the right thing to do.
Yeah. So when Nancy Pelosi talks about bipartisan efforts to do this and to do that, she really doesn't mean bipartisan, does she?
She means to let the Congressional Black Caucus come up with whatever they want, and she's going to make us vote on it. And I'm probably going to vote against it because there's talks of ending qualified immunity for law enforcement. And what that means is that if someone feels wrong, they can sue the police department for an unlimited amount of money. And, you know, people need to realize that in all of the major tragedies, whether it's Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, the list goes on, the cities actually ended up writing checks for it's been around $6 million. So while you can't sue the police department for more than $300,000, there's just a cap, then they want to lift that cap. But what that does is that just eviscerates their budget. Their insurance rates go up. I mean, there's ways that we can get law enforcement to make sure that they are enforcing the law equally and impartially and safely. But, you know, it might be a step too far to say if anything they do, they're going to get sued for $5 million. It essentially would do away with law enforcement.
Yep. With me this morning, Congressman William Timmons with our Tuesday with Timmons. It talks about limiting military equipment and the transfer of military-grade equipment. I mean, doesn't this sometimes save local law enforcement agencies money by allowing them to use this equipment?
The SWAT team, Special Weapons and Tactics, they are necessary because oftentimes regular equipment that law enforcement carries is insufficient to tackle extraordinary threats. So if you have highly armed criminals that are engaging in extremely unsafe acts, you want to be on the same playing field. You never want to be going into a fight with less firepower than the other person.
Sure.
And, you know, limiting to certain people that have extensive training, these are conversations that would be reasonable. But, you know, to say we're not going to have a SWAT team anymore, that's just stupid.
It's just crazy for sure. Congressman William Timmons, it's always good checking in with you. Be safe out there and go vote.
Everybody go vote. It's important.
Yes.
I'm actually going right when I get off this call. So,
yep.
Thank you for having me, Joey. Look forward to next week.